A lot of us have heard of the 7-minute workout. That's the whole idea of interval training. But what about the 1-minute workout? Yes, that is the title of a new book by exercise scientist Martin Gabala. He says 1 minute a day is all you need to get in shape. NPR health editor Nancy Shute has reviewed the book and is here to talk about it. Hi, Nancy.
Hey there.
Okay, so really a 1 minute workout?
Kelly, I got to be honest with you. It's not 1 minute. It's okay. Really 10 minutes.
Oh, is that 10 1-minute workouts or what?
No, it's actually, there's a minute of really hard work divided up into 3 20-second segments. And then you've got a warm-up and a cool-down and little breaks in between.
So what are you actually doing, though, in these 10 minutes that makes it better than a moderate 45-minute run or swim? I mean, are we doing, like, tons and tons of push-ups and jumping jacks?
Well, most often it's tested with something like running or riding an exercise bike or something like that, where it really gets your heart rate up. It's an aerobic thing.
But you're doing it really, really fast, I guess.
Yeah, and you're spiking up for those 20 seconds, right? You're really pushing yourself to, like, 80% of your maximum heart rate.
Uh-huh.
It's not fun. I mean, this is not a fun workout for that high intensity portion, but it really gets your heart, your muscles, and everything working, and you are going to get fitness benefits from that.
Who is Martin Gabala? I mean, how does he know all this?
He's an exercise scientist at McMaster University in Canada who's been studying this for years with lots of different populations, with athletes, with people in heart rehab. And he and other researchers have found that this really works in all different kinds of people. He points out that this is really a lot of the way that children play, right? They stop, they start, they sprint, they jump.
Huh.
And, you know, you can get more work and effort than trying to go straight out really hard all the time.
I mean, this is not a new thing, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, there's a long history of competitive athletes doing this. And back in the 1950s, the Royal Canadian Air Force had their 5 basic exercises thing that got really popular. And that was basically interval training, which is what this is. It's just taken years for the science to catch up and compare the different kinds of exercise and say, yeah, this really does work.
I was going to say, why is it taking so long for it to catch on?
That I think because it's hard. When you're doing that 1 minute of high intensity, it is not fun. It is not a walk in the park. And even Gabala says, you know, I don't do this every day. I want to take my dog for a walk. I want to go for a nice leisurely bike ride. But since so many of us are so busy and it's so hard to fit in exercise, it's really great to know that this is a good option and it works.
Are there any risks to doing this kind of workout? I mean, there are certain people who just shouldn't do high-intensity interval training.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you have heart problems or things like that, you should definitely check with your doctor. And for people who haven't been doing any exercise at all, you know, it's hard to go 80% of your heart rate, you know, so you have to be careful with it. But they say that even if you're just walking and you boost it up a little bit every now and then, that's going to help too.
Yeah, so what do people need to know here then? I mean, this is just a good thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that both forms of exercise work. Interval training works if you want to do that. A longer, slower exercise works. They're both good things. And they're both so much better than no exercise at all.
That's NPR health editor Nancy Shute. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.